W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for joining us, whether you are streaming us live on Facebook right now on the Darling New Media Facebook page. Just a test.
One, two, three.
So to speak.
Just a test.
Yeah. So we've got that. You could be listening on Spotify, streaming that way. You could be listening on iTunes, Google Play. You can listen through your Amazon Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play podcast, WTH podcast. Boom, there we are.
Oh, yeah.
Try not to look at yourself on the monitor because there is a delay, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty significant delay over there. So got a lot to get to today. Like I said, this is a test on the Darling New Media Facebook page. What's that, like a 30 or 40 second delay?
It's quite a, yeah, don't look at it.
Yeah. So I looked over and saw something I did a while ago, and I'm like, oh, that didn't look great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to see how this goes, what it looks like, if people enjoy it. I could start a watch party. Post can be. I don't want to boost it. Start a watch party. I'm starting a watch party.
Damn, son. It's going to be some good pod today, y'all.
Join us live. So we'll go start. It's posted on my personal page. Oh, hey, look at there. It's much bigger. Look at that. The thumbnail is Jason in his two-tone red shirt.
Damn right, motherfuckers. I'm the face.
Facebook restricts you to 720p video, which is...
Hey, that's smart.
Is it? I don't know that it is.
Maybe it's a bandwidth thing. They're like, we don't need all this video sucking up all this ad revenue.
Yeah, they give us nothing for this. So the thing is, if we're going to do the live streaming, we're probably going to end up doing it on YouTube ultimately.
Hmm. Well, you know, we'll test the waters.
See where stuff goes. But just a little test now. It looks okay in here. It's weird. I look at it on the iPad. It looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. I look at it on Facebook and...
You're a little blurry.
It's a little pixelated. I don't know if it's not enough light in here. I'll have to look at it because we're recording it too on a card. So I'll be able to go back in and look to see if it's the stream or if it's just there's not enough light in the room.
Yeah.
Because that could be it too.
Could be it.
Yeah. So we can add lights in here and we'll see it. It's really exciting talk, isn't it?
Some no, it is. It's great. It's great. As long as people know that when I'm looking at, when it looks like I'm looking at the camera, I'm looking at the upcoming articles that we're having.
Yeah. The monitor is right behind the camera. So Jason might be looking right dead into it.
But I'm not looking at the camera.
I am. I'm going to look at it. Yeah, it's my camera. I'll look at it if I want to.
Okay. All right. Hey, what's up? What up?
So we'll go from there. Let's see. What we got coming up on the show today? Oh, boy. Oh, the president.
Oh, my God.
We're not supposed to get political here, man.
Oh, this isn't really political. This is
dramedy.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Okay. We're also going to talk about the Bible a little bit. You know, we're going to keep it to safe topics.
Yeah, okay. All right. Super safe topics. Super safe.
Speak Out was so big in the Press Republican.
What?
That I had to split it up over three shows.
Oh, man. You guys are in for a treat tonight. You better.
There is so much complaining going on in Plattsburgh, New York.
You got like 2.5 hours of watching some awesome Facebook stuff happen right now.
No, we're only doing the first show.
Okay. All right.
So you'll get about 30, 35 minutes.
Well, that'll give you a nice taste.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your horses, just a taste.
Just a taste.
You'll be chasing this dragon forever.
Right? I'm going to name the show right now. This is exciting. On Facebook... Live.
Boom.
Woo, that's the name of the show. We on Facebook Live.
Cool.
So I've started a watch party, and let me add a co-host here. Nope. Let me add a co-host. Who's here? No, not Brian Woods. Brian Woods is not here. Let me see if I can click on your face.
You look so good.
he's commenting. He said you blokes look good. Most will watch on handheld devices, so not a huge issue. That's true. So on the iPad, it looks great, but on a 55-inch TV, not as good.
Well, I know that's where everybody wants to see me,
right?
Kevin joined.
It's a watch party. Well, I'm not going to add him as a co-host as he's not here. I don't know that I can. Kevin Fontana has joined. Miggy has joined.
Miguel, what's up?
Yeah, hey, buddy. hi, Tammy. We've got a few people coming in. So
right.
We're going to be up for about another half hour on Facebook. So please enjoy the show. So before we get into anything, gentlemen, I'm going to start with Kareem because I know the universe is still testing you.
It is.
How was your week?
Thursday night, somebody broke into my car.
Man.
In my driveway.
Damn.
Stole my work computer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I had been out doing some photography and video work. And I came in the house. I had my camera and all of that stuff in. So I took that in. And my work laptop was on the floorboard in the backseat of the car. And I forgot to go back out and get it. And then my girlfriend was like in the morning, was like, hey, what'd you leave in the car? Because somebody broke out your window.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you a question. Did you raise your chair after you sat down?
I did not.
Okay. And I set the camera shot a little wrong. It hunched over to get to the microphone, too. If you drop that about 2 inches, everything will be perfect in our world. All right. That's better.
Bam.
That's better. Now I can see the top of your head.
Yeah. So that was Friday.
At least it was a work laptop.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
I'm so much happier that it was a work laptop and not my computer, my camera, or either one of my cameras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, for me, a work laptop is my laptop.
Yeah.
The joys of having your own business.
Yeah. But yeah, if it had been the two cameras, man, that's, woo.
Yeah.
That would have hurt. That would really hurt.
Yeah, then sure, man. Get to have a one-on-one with your insurance guy.
Yeah. Mm.
You're like, oh, yeah, no, that's not covered.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Exactly. That right there. Oh, it depends if it's covered.
We need.
There's a number of questions that we have to ask to see if it qualifies.
Sure. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, no, and it's probably limited, too. There's probably a clause that's limited. If it's a regular homeowner's policy or renter's policy, about $1,500 to possibly $500, depending on the contract, but.
This is exciting. Let's move forward.
Of yeah. Photography.
So that happened Thursday. Saturday, this kid that I told you about, he does hip hop. I had met him a while back and then he disappeared on me and he's popped back up. So we did pictures for him Saturday. If you get a chance on MLK and Stockton Boulevard, like right off of there, Shona McDaniels has done a gorgeous mural. It's a of an African lady. It's just beautiful. So when you hang the right on from Broadway to MLK, it's like the second building.
Now later for Moose Soup.
There she is. That's the lady.
Second building on the left.
It's good to put a voice to the face.
Come down for Moose Soup after.
I mean, it's crazy to think that that's the same woman, but it is.
Yes, black people don't eat Moose Soup.
You don't know. If that's what's there, that's what you eat.
Could be.
And then, but we did that. And then another group of friends played at the Drake's Barn. So I was over in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
The Bap Notes. It was pretty good evening, and the rest of it was cleaning out my garage.
That's exciting. Jason, what about you?
Just dealing with this oppressive heat. That's our
oh, that's right. You don't have air conditioning.
We don't have
home.
Air conditioner, no. And then our swamp cooler broke about 2 weeks ago.
So that means you got swamp balls?
Oh, man, yeah. Swamp butt, swamp balls.
Angry babies.
Yeah. Luckily, we have two like AC units like that go for the room, so both bedrooms have one.
The window rattlers, yeah.
No, they're not even. They're like the transport units, like that are.
Oh,
yeah, it's horrible. Like like when we were at the Comedy Spot, the old one, and they had that. Like we had like you see it's so hot in that building, and we tried to cool it. Yeah, anyhow. So that's kind of what my weekend was. Did a show on Saturday night. It was a lot of fun. Anti-Cooperation League. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
good times. More of the same here, doing build outs here at Darling New Media. We got, I got a random call from a weird number, and they are a podcast. It's a producer for a podcast out of New York, and I'm not sure if I can mention who they are, but it's a big media company, and they had a Sacramento guest that they needed to have a studio for, and the place where they normally go, which is usually really busy, was so busy it couldn't get them in at all. So we were able to get them in here and do a phone interview and record the guest here and send the audio there clean, so they'll put it all together and put that out. So first outside climbing, Jason Knight came in and they did ADR on their short film a while ago.
And
we've had Bethany Crouch in the building recording her podcast, which hasn't been released.
Okay.
So she's been doing those, but this is the first podcast type client that came in. So very exciting week last week to get that taken care of.
Cool. Hopefully this is a sign of things to come for Darling New Media.
What's fun is whenever I talk to people about the space or whenever they walk in, they go, it's a really cool idea. We really need this. And then they come in, they're like, oh, the vibe here is really great. I really love it. But that's got to translate. We need to get people in here and you know, rent's got to be paid.
Exactly.
Rent's got to be paid. That the revenue needs to come up as we go forward, so that we can hire a person or two, and you know, really get into the thing, so that I'm not doing literally everything here, which I don't mind. It's just I can't put as much effort into super important things if I'm doing the things that I can hire somebody else to handle. But you know, and maintain, because you still have to maintain that same level of quality no matter what. But did that, checked out our friend Justin's restaurant, Frank and Waffle.
Oh yeah.
Went there for Sunday.
Was it waffle-icious?
You know what? I will tell you this. He makes a really tasty waffle. Which is good, since that's the backbone of what he's doing.
Yeah.
And the place where he gets his sausages is got the best rep around town, so you really can't go wrong with that. It's a super small place. It's a little hole in the wall. It's kind of tough. It's on Alhambra and in Sacramento. And the easiest thing I can tell you about how to find it is it's right across the street from the Bank of America.
Yes. There's a Mexican restaurant.
And a nail salon. That doesn't help anything. There's a Mexican restaurant and a nail salon literally every four blocks there.
Not on Alhambra. It's like a block up from the Asian restaurant.
It's across the street from the Bank of America.
Right, which is
easy, is the easiest thing to spot.
It's about a block south of Limelight. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you're at the Limelight and you don't want to eat any of their gross food, you can go down there for a night, a bite.
Right.
Because isn't he open kind of late too?
Go get you a Frankenwaffle.
Yeah, go get yourself a Frankenwaffle.
Yeah, he's experimenting with his hours right now. I know that. And he's staying open later. But if you're staying open and there's no one coming in at a certain point, you just got to turn off the lights and close the door. Yeah. So I think his goal is to be open really late Friday and Saturday. But he's been open until like 11:30. But back in at 9:30 on Sunday for brunch.
Boom.
So
he has a cot in the back right now. That's how you have to do it.
So that's all happening. I'm just checking in with the Facebook watch party.
Oh yeah.
My wife is my wife's aunt said, "Woot, pay that rent." And my wife said, "That's right. I needs to get paid."
Kevin says that I need to move my hand, shadow on my face.
So. We need to see that beautiful face of yours and see him. Stick with the important stuff. All right. I don't care about that for now. All right. So, this is not a political statement. The USA Today on Monday put out an article titled, "You Can't Nuke a Hurricane to Stop It, as Trump Reportedly Suggested. Here's Why." So if you missed it over the weekend, Axios broke this story that President Trump allegedly threw out the idea that maybe we should nuke some hurricanes to keep them from hitting the U.S. that was the subject of the Morning Crunchwrap on Monday. So if you want my full thoughts on it, go there. But basically, it's the fact that they need or they feel the need to put this out there, that there are so many people that go, yeah, nuke the hurricane. Why isn't that a good idea?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, putting like a bunch of radiation in the atmosphere that's blowing around I'm sure that's an awesome idea.
Well, the other thing is it's like bombing rain.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up rain. How is that going to work?
It just goes to show you where he's getting his, he is definitely a paid subscriber to InfoWars. Like, this is the type of shit that they talk about.
He gets a free subscription. I don't think he's paying for it.
I don't think that dude gives anybody a free subscription.
He has no idea how anything works.
What? Oh man.
I'm just so disappointed by the whole thing. I mean, look, and I talked about this a little bit. Can you imagine going back to say, George Bush, President Bush 41, if it came out that allegedly he had said, hey, why can't we nuke these hurricanes? Your reaction wouldn't have been, oh my God. Your reaction would have been, there's no way he said that. That's bullshit.
Right.
Right.
The same thing with Clinton. And honestly, I think the same thing with Bush 43.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Obama. Reagan, there was a lot of astrology stuff, so it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. But the idea that a U.S. president, this story comes out and everybody's first reaction isn't, there's no way he said that, that's ridiculous. Now, he's claiming he didn't say that. But the fact is, he doesn't remember what he says from minute to minute.
And he may not have said that, but he said something similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Let's just say for a moment, let's entertain the possibility that you could, in fact, stop or reroute a hurricane by nuking it.
Yeah.
There's things underneath the hurricane already. I know they're what he calls shithole countries.
Yes.
But I mean, what if it's over the Turks and Caicos? People like going there.
Oh yeah.
He wants to put a Trump land there. So I don't know why he wants to bomb.
Who knows? I don't know. I was just as disappointed with USA Today for doing this story. So I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know what's behind it. But I don't want to get into it. I just don't want to get into this debate because it cannot lead to anywhere good.
It's like, do we have to hear about every crazy shit thing he said?
Here's the scary thing. I don't think we hear half of the crazy shit he says.
Oh, I believe that.
Allegedly.
I told you what we need to start, what they need to do. They need to just let him do. The Democrats should have just stood back and let him do all the crazy shit that he wanted to do. And then he would have already been impeached because.
Or, and follow me for a moment, we'd be in a full on nuclear war.
I think we might still end up there.
So, anyway, so speaking of Trump, now this is again, not political. You remember a little while ago, Donald Trump was all about freeing ASAP Rocky from Sweden. When he was freed ASAP Rocky from detention and returned to the U.S., it was a very big moment. It was a weird saga that involved the president, Jared Kushner, the State Department's top hostage negotiator. And President Trump's campaign to free Rocky appeared to end well, but a behind-the-scenes battle proves a unique glimpse into the unusual characters and the tensions involved in the outreach efforts to the black community. Now, according to new details provided by sources that were involved, Trump's role in pushing for Rocky's release started with a reality television megastar calling The West Wing, what? A mysterious entertainment industry fixer and two Trump supporters. The president's allies who connected Rocky's team with the White House hoped to facilitate a scene that would bolster Trump's image among African Americans. Instead, they were left angry when Rocky failed to thank Trump or any of those around him.
Rocky was like, you are not Kanye and me. Fuck y'all.
If you're unaware, his legal woes began at the end of June when he was involved in a street brawl in Stockholm. And on July 5th, a Swedish court ruled that Rocky and two of his associates were flight risks and needed to be detained as the investigation continued. Rocky claimed he had acted in self-defense and released videos on Instagram showing the man he hit had followed him through the streets. Hold on. He was releasing Instagram videos from Swedish jail?
Yeah.
How bad is Swedish jail? I mean,
well, he was releasing them when the guy was following him, I think.
Okay. but this whole thing, it's just, it's this weird, and you can look for the story on YouTube or on Yahoo. It's a weird combination of things, but it comes down to they wanted that credit. They wanted the credit. Hey, black people, look how much Donald Trump cares about you. But A$AP Rocky did not thank him.
He was like, yeah, you will not. Look, he was like, I saw what the fuck happened to Steve Harvey, Ray Lewis, Kanye. Like, no, you motherfuckers are not getting me like that.
I mean, Ray's not even stabbing people anymore, allegedly.
Like, you haven't seen Ray on shit since then.
I don't look for him. Sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. You would see him occasionally on like Fox Sports and other programs like that. I haven't seen Ray on anything since.
Well, it's a weird thing, but that's enough of that for the show.
Day on eight for ASAP.
All right. So it's time for a little Bible talk. It's time for Bible talk with President Trump. Hold on. Let me,
Fox, sports and other programs like that. I haven't seen anything since.
Well, it's a weird thing. Hold on. We're getting enough, a weird feedback loop. Okay. All right, we've discovered a hole in the space-time continuum.
Wait, we just talked about this.
Wait a minute. That's Kareem. Damn it. There he is. Getting a feedback loop.
Oh no.
So weird. Let's see if I can, you know what, this is going to discovered a hole in the space-time continuum. See?
It's there.
Yep. It sure is.
Wait a minute. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book.
There he is. All right. Let me, I know how to fix this.
Getting a feedback loop.
I know how to fix this. Oh, no. Hold on.
Weird.
Yeah. You are witnessing. See, this is why this is a test run.
It's a test run.
It's an absolute test run.
We know what we need to do next time.
Yep. You need to go to the Facebook. Oh, my God. I can't mute it there. I have to mute it here. There we go.
Bam. Okay.
Thank God.
There you go, everybody.
Thank God. And speaking of God, it's time for the President of the United States the Bible.
Okay. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favorite Bible verses are. Well, and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that
no,
you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal. I think it's just an incredible. The whole Bible is an incredible. I joke very much so. They always hold up the Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time. But I just think the Bible is just something very special.
It sure is. So if you missed that, the Caring Atheist tweeted this video. Here's a breakdown of what happened in that soundbite. Number one, you mentioned the Bible is your favorite book. Number two, what are your favorite Bible verses? I don't want to get into it. Number three, the Bible means a lot to me. Number four, are you a New or Old Testament guy? Probably equal. Number five, the Bible is just incredible. Number six, the Bible is special.
I mean, as a Christian, you can't really say that you like them both equal, right?
You can. You sure can. I mean, I grew up Catholic. We studied the Old Testament, too.
You started it, but like...
Yeah, because that's where the book starts.
It's where it starts. But I mean, like, the same time, like, the
And if you go to church in the South, they always bring in the Old Testament.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's all about the New Testament. I don't know, man.
Look, you can like them both equally, but if you're telling me you really like the Bible, you want to pick out something that makes you feel good, gives you solace
Basically, like, that's also the New Testament, Old Testament thing's similar to Rolling Stones versus Beatles. Like, who do you like more, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles? You can't say, I like them both equally.
Look, even my six-year-old niece or nephew could have gave you a Bible verse because every Sunday we had to at least go up front and say a Bible verse. He could have had something. He could have just said Jesus wept, and that would have been the answer. An answer.
Do unto others. Is that
then run? Yes.
That's that what do unto
do unto others and then run is from Benny Hill. Okay. Just in case you're wondering, Benny Hill.
And Benny Hill. Okay.
The Book of Benny Hill. Which is still more of a Bible verse than he quoted.
Right. Like he could at least come up with a set of verse, even if he didn't know where it came from.
Uh-huh.
Just a verse.
Anything at all. Lo, and God said unto them, get you some.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, male victim says woman crushed two beers, proceeded to, quote, stone cold Steve Austin my ass.
Oh, man.
I think it's important to mention now, Stone Cold has a show on the USA Network right now called Straight Up Steve Austin.
Really?
Yeah, it's about his colonoscopy. No, it's not at all.
It's not about his colonoscopy?
No. Oh, no, okay. Tonight he's hanging out with Baker Mayfield from the Browns.
Oh.
Anyway, a woman has been arrested for domestic violence after attacking a man in the style of wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's according to an account provided by the victim. Chastity Bodner, who's 23, got into a physical altercation with Cody Lee Havens, who's 26, last Saturday at a residence in Fort Pierce, Florida. Havens said that Bodner got upset when he told her that she drinks too much. He then said that an enraged Bodner first threw her phone at him, striking him in the throat, nice toss, and then walked out of the house and into the attached garage, with Bodner following. Inside the garage, Bodner took two beer cans, proceeded to, quote, stone cold Steve Austin my ass, end quote, adding that she went crazy on him.
She hit him with a stone cold stunner?
I did. He was forced to pin her to the ground until the officers arrived. He said, I observed two beer cans in the garage that appeared to be crushed in the general vicinity where the incident occurred. That's from the sheriff's report. The court filing does not reveal whether Bodner attempted the stone cold stunner, Kareem. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
One of Austin's other trademarks was shotgunning two cans of beer, which the wrestler tossed aside after they were simultaneously drained. She was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge and booked into the county jail. She was released on Sunday. The victim was also arrested after he allegedly fought with the cops when they arrived to investigate.
Poor dude's jaw swole.
Yep.
Oh, I think he got hit with a stone cold stunner.
Yeah.
Or a nightstick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, that's a bad story, but this one's even worse. Headline, castration goes wrong. Amateur surgeon arrested. Considering castration? Jason, you got two kids. Considering castration?
Before there's a third.
Well, perhaps you should trust the delicate procedure to someone other than a 74-year-old fetishist that you met online.
Are you sure? Wait, sure? I don't know. Did you take Western Health Advantage?
Responding to a Florida resident's late Sunday night following a 911 hang-up call, police encountered Gary Van Ryswick at the front door. The retiree explained that he, quote, had that evening performed a castration to a male subject within the residence, end quote. Police then located the patient in the guest bedroom where the man was, quote, holding a bloody towel to his groin region.
Man.
Oh, we're not done, Jason. On a table next to the bed was a jar containing his testicles.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Right in a jar.
No.
Since he was bleeding uncontrollably, the patient was flown to a Tampa hospital for life-saving measures. During subsequent questioning, Van Ryswick told cops he met the patient through, I like they keep calling him the patient, through a website for those interested in the eunuch lifestyle, and communicated with him via the Discord chat app. I've not heard of that, and I never will.
You know what, Discord, that's sometimes in order to respond on certain news sites, articles, and stuff like that, you have to sign up for Discord.
The eunuch lifestyle?
Well, I think Jason's closer to that eunuch lifestyle than either of us want to admit if he knows about the Discord app. He has no medical training, by the way. He told police when he was younger and living on a farm, he would have to perform castrations on animals to include bulls and such.
Yeah, I've done it on baby pigs. That's not even close to this shit.
Now, noting that castration was a fetish of his as well, he added he had removed his own right testicle during the year 2012.
What?
Oh, man. He removed his own right testicle.
Dude, I know how to do it. I know how to do it. All right. Hey, listen, don't worry about it. I know how to do it. Okay. Now, listen, ask me how I know. Ask me how I know I can do it.
How do you know?
I took one of my own testicles off.
Nice.
They didn't take his ass straight to the sanitarium.
No, seriously, it's cool. It's cool. I can totally remove both of yours. Like, look at, like, you. I was drunk when I did mine. I'm sober right now.
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got a jar for him after?
I need a mason jar. Oh, man. Hopefully a mason jar because we need to pickle it afterwards. Don't ask me why. And then second thing we need is something that gets really hot. I brought my own knife.
Oh, my God.
Now, a search of his room, search of the home located room that was set up as a makeshift surgical room, complete with cutting implements, gauzes, substances to clot blood, needles, and clamps used to restrict blood flow to the testicles. Van Ryswick, cops reported, said that during the botched castration, he used painkiller medication he bought from England through the internet.
Good to know. Thanks.
He's been arrested for practicing medicine without a license, resulting in bodily injury. That's a felony.
Hey, it wasn't practicing. It was a fetish thing. Come on.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Oh. All right. And that's...
I'm like, yeah, don't save me. Just let me go.
Oh, man. That's what's going on in Florida. Meanwhile, in Missouri...
Oh, no.
This is somehow worse. A venomous brown recluse spider was pulled from a Missouri woman's ear. Susie Torres went to the doctor with what she thought was water sloshing around in her left ear, but water does not have eight legs, pincers, and a venomous bite.
Fuck.
Doctors in Kansas City pulled that venomous brown recluse spider out of her ear, and somehow she kept her cool, but she's never sleeping without earplugs again. She woke up Wednesday morning with popping and swishing sounds in her ear. She decided to check it out after work, though she didn't think much of it at first. A medical assistant examined her ear and then ran out of the room to grab more sets of eyes. That's never good when you're at the doctor's office.
No, it happened to me once.
And somebody runs out and goes, hey, y'all got to see this. Get in here.
That's what happened when I broke my leg.
Yeah.
That's hey, everybody, come here. Look, check this out.
Right.
It's not, you know, you're fine.
Remarkably, she stayed calm. Okay. So more sets of eyes. Soon, two nurses, three medical students, and a doctor joined in. The tiny exam room to break the news. A spider had set up shop in their ear canal. Now, remarkably, she stayed calm, even knowing that a skittering spider was squatting inside of her head. Seeing the instruments they were going to put in my ear started to make me panic, but the doctor flushed her ear with water. It didn't budge, so cue more panic, and after a few tries, the doctor pulled it out in one piece and laid it out, legs flayed. They determined that it was a brown recluse spider, which is nocturnal, and it can inject victims with a venomous fluid if it bites. The nurses said it was dead, but they might have just said that so I wouldn't freak out. In some sort of miracle, the team informed her that it went down in her ear and didn't even bite her once. She thinks it might have entered while she was sleeping, so now she doesn't take any chances. She's got earplugs and will not be sleeping without them ever again.
Okay. So man. Have either one of you ever seen anybody bit by one of these?
I have heard stories of like flesh dying.
Yeah, I've heard things.
Okay.
Seen something.
One of my roommate when I was in tech school in the Air Force, one of my roommates, he got bit on his upper thigh.
Nice.
This is how big the hole was.
Yeah. It's about the size of a softball.
Oh, man.
It ended up.
If you're going to do that, do it right at the camera, Kareem. Yeah, right size there. Of a softball.
It was like this big. That big in his thigh by his testicles.
Oh, and hey.
And it like ate like a...
But it wasn't his testicles.
Oh, God. We were so glad that it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it kind of like... It kills like the top layer of flesh and
oh yeah. Get right on the mic, Kareem. You're fading.
It kills like the top layer of flesh. It was bad.
So imagine that's in your ear.
Yeah. So her she might have lost her
whole head.
She would have been gowned.
Yeah.
She's lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it didn't leave some eggs in there.
Well,
they got him out.
Flush him out. One more story before we get to small town news. A Connecticut gallery owner was arrested after dropping a 10-foot-long sculpture of a heroin spoon in front of Purdue Pharma's headquarters on Friday. He says he plans to gift more spoons to other drug companies as well as to politicians and doctors. And a side note, a judge in Oklahoma ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay, what was it, $572 million for starting the opioid epidemic. So. Ooh-wee.
So there's about $1 billion being paid to the state of Oklahoma between three pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can stop fracking the state into earthquake oblivion then.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
probably not.
Yeah.
That's just silly. It's just silly for me to think such a thing.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Before we go, though, I want to remind everybody, if you want to help support the WTH podcast, you can do so by telling a friend about the show.
Yeah.
If you're an Amazon shopper, you can hit the Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. We also have a Shop Target tab if that's your jam. You can also reach out and call us, leave us a message. Whether you want to defend Jason or do something even more ridiculous with your statement. Anytime, the phone lines are open, 916-281-9390. It's right on the top of WTHpod.com if you forget what the number was. So go ahead and do that. And that's how you can help us out. All right. So small town news, if you're unfamiliar with the concept, basically, news in small towns is not like news everywhere else. They've got these things that would never be news in a populated area. And the place where I lived before I came to Sacramento, Plattsburgh, New York, is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
A city of 20,000 people.
They complain enough for the rest of the world.
They're angry. This one, although Jason, you might identify with this first one. Let me get one more time. You might identify with this first one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've lost connection with the Mevo. Better connect back again. Hundreds of people in the North Country suffer from their allergies without a physician to be found. Allergies not treated become asthma. Asthma is painful and treatment expensive. Asthma bad.
Asthma smash.
What do we do if we cannot travel to Saratoga/Albany area? Vermont does not take most New York insurances. Here's what I would suggest. Do what I did. Leave.
Also, it's not really...
There's a whole big world out there of places that have doctors.
Pretty sure that allergies not treated don't become asthma.
Listen.
I'm pretty sure of that.
It says it right here in the paper. Allergies not treated become asthma, and asthma is painful.
I might not have really severe asthma, which I get shots for every 2 weeks and have been dealing with since I was 2 years old.
Is asthma painful and treatment expensive?
Very much so.
Okay, so you can't argue with this.
I can't.
Moving on. If you're looking for a profession, please consider becoming a gastrointestinal physician.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking about this.
The Plattsburgh area of Northern New York has few. They either take no new patients or the next appointment is December. Esophageal cancer is scary. Waiting months could make a difference. Maybe recruiting one or two could be an answer for now. Yeah.
By the way,
okay, now we're making fun of this, but the idea, and this is a real problem in rural areas, they don't have medical treatment.
Right.
They do not.
They cannot get doctors to go there or stay there. In fact, Blue Cross Blue Shield was the only insurer in that area for a while, and they were going to pull out of that area until Governor Pataki years ago said, if you pull out of that area, then you're out of New York State completely.
Yeah, get the
They were going to leave that whole area with absolutely no options for health insurance.
Listen, we're making lots of money with all the people that live in the city, all right? We don't need these people out here that ends up costing us money.
Exactly. The first three words of the Second Amendment refer to a, quote, well-regulated militia. Gun ownership was protected for citizen soldiers, not for any idiot who wants to own a rapid-fire killing machine. We're dying every day. You might be overstating it a bit, sir.
Every day.
Every day. We are all dying every day. And finally, where is the money coming from to pay for electric vehicle charging stations? if from the municipal lighting department, shouldn't ratepayers have a say? No, you pay the absolute lowest electric rates anywhere in the United States of America, you ungrateful fucks. I want you to come out here and experience PG&E for 2 months. And you go back to Plattsburgh, where you're paying your lowest energy rate in the country. You'll be like, oh my God, it's a nirvana. We don't have any doctors, but whoo, the electricity is cheap.
And you don't pay unless you're using the station, you dumb fuck.
I know, I live in Sacramento proper, so I have SMUD.
Shut up. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for joining us on Facebook.
Thank you.
Hopefully you didn't sign off. I don't know the answer to that. Let me look real quick. No, we're still on. Hey, the iPad lost connection with the Mevo, but that Mevo is still going. Yeah! That'll show up on camera in about 40 seconds. Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. If you didn't see the video stream, I didn't check it to archive. It's going to go away.
No.
Yes. Yes, it's going away.
All right.
Maybe it'll show up on YouTube later because we are recording it. We are recording it. So yes. We'll see. Hey, there it is. And there's me pointing at the camera. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next time on the WTH Podcast. Bye-bye.